Hello. Won't you join us? It's time for the Coke Club.
Yes, friends, it's time for another transcribed session of the Coke Club, which brings you the romantic voice of Morton Downey, with Leah Ray as your hostess, Jimmy Lytell and his orchestra, the Coke Club Quartet, and yours truly, David Ross. These informal get-togethers are arranged for us by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. And today we have a special host, Mr. C. Lupton Thompson of the Houston Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Houston, Texas. And here's Morton Downey.
Starting another meeting off by giving you our Coke Club hostess, Leah Ray.
Today, friends, we salute the city of Houston and tell the story of one of its big little Americans. What's your first song, Morton?
Well, Leah, I thought I'd like to sing, I'd be lost without you. Maybe lose my mind, I'd be lost without you. Baby, I'm the kind who would never forget, always regret, if I should ever make you worry or fret. I would suffer each day, lose my appetite, I'd be wasting away, grieving every night, if you should ever tell me that I made you blue. I'd be lost without you.
I'd be lost without you. Maybe lose my mind. I'd be lost without you.
Baby, I'm the kind who would never forget, always regret, if I should ever make you worry or fret.
I would suffer each day, lose my appetite.
I'd be wasting away, grieving every night, if you should ever tell me that I made you blue. I'd be lost without you.
Friends, these Coke Club sessions are on the air every day, Monday through Friday, and the invitation to attend comes from your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So make it the pause that refreshes by helping yourself to a frosty bottle of Coke.
The Coke Club Quartet brought a very old friend to the meeting today. Here she is, Juanita.
Thank you.
When Dad comes back from his fishing trip, he'll either have a nice catch for dinner or else a good story about the big one that got away. Well, whichever it is, the family will want to gather round with bottles of delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and listen to Dad's tale of his skill with rod and reel. Yes, Coke fits right in with any family conclave, with any get-together of friendly folks. So better ask for a few bottles of Coca-Cola when you go marketing today.
Today our salute goes to the city of Houston. Houston, metropolis of Texas, lusty giant of the Western world, whose phenomenal growth has made it one of the outstanding seaports of America, though it is 50 miles from the sea. Today we tell you the story of a big little American of Houston, and for helping us find it, we thank Mr. C. Lupton Thompson, our special host today, and your friendly neighbor in Houston. Morton tells the story.
Where can a returning GI find a home for his family? Well, every city has this problem nowadays, but in fast-growing Houston, it has really been an acute question. Into the babel of dissension and strife over this question, there stepped a man there with at least one answer. Mr. Roy Hofhinds, the big little American that we salute today. Mr. Hofhinds is well known in Houston for his energy and drive. He himself has had quite a history. He began earning his own living at 12 and was a full-fledged lawyer at 19. The Bar Association admitted him to practice at that age on a special motion. At 20, he was a member of the legislature. At 24, a county judge. He served 8 years on the bench. He became owner of radio station KTHT. And it was through this station that Roy Hofhinds waded into the GI housing problem. It was his thought that to bring a little order into the confusion that meets the ordinary GI, he'd have to do something and build himself a modest home. Complete investigation seemed impossible without encountering the problems personally. And so at his own expense, he bought a lot and hired an architect and contractors to build the house that he designed, and it to cost, well, it was, I think, $7,000. Twice each day, morning and evening, his radio station released the complete unvarnished story of the daily progress. The cost of materials was aired, bottlenecks exposed, delays described, everything told in minutest detail. Always the figures were checked by a certified accountant. The project became known as the GI House. During its building, it was visited by more than 5,000 people, and thousands more acknowledged the value of the information disseminated by the broadcasts. Architects, contractors, billing materials makers hailed the enterprise as a stabilizing influence. At KTHT, the information was compiled into a public record for the use of everyone. Finally, Roy Hofhinds sold the completed house at cost to a veteran and his family desperately in need of a home. And so, for your courage and ingenuity in helping to solve a pressing problem facing your community, we salute you, Roy Hofhinds, big little American.
Thank you, Morton. Remember, you have a date to tell another big little American story at Wednesday's meeting.
That's a date I'm sure to keep, Leah. And now, if it squares up with the agenda, I've got a thought for a song.
We'd love to hear it, Morton.
Well, you can hear it. It's not Margie or Jeannie, but it's Cynthia.
Cynthia, as flighty as a summer breeze, her smile is sunlight through the trees. For Cynthia's in love, every rose is blushing as she passes by. They see the love light in her eyes.
for Cynthia's in love. Every night when the stars above come shining through, you will find her in a rendezvous. Starry eyes, breathing sighs, Cynthia, I'm glad your lovely dream came true, for I'm the one who worships you. My Cynthia's in love. Cynthia, as flighty as a summer breeze, her smile is sunlight through the trees. For Cynthia's in love. Every rose is blushing as she passes by. They see the love light in her eyes. For Cynthia's in love. Every night when the stars above come shining through, you will find her in her rendezvous. Starry eyes, breathing sighs, Cynthia, I'm glad your lovely dream came true, for I'm the one who worships you. My Cynthia's in
the Coke Club to adjourn now, friends, but we'll be with you again tomorrow for another informal transcribed get-together, which has been arranged for us by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Goodbye. Thank you all for being here.
So long, Leah. So long, David. See you tomorrow.
It's a date. We'll all be here. Our star, Morton Downey, our hostess, Leah Ray, the Coke Club Quartet, Jimmy Lytell and his orchestra, and yours truly, David Ross. And now, au revoir, and remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola, for ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes.